Blog Talk Radio.
Syne by Elvis from his live 1976 performance in Pittsburgh. So, can you imagine Pittsburgh on New Year's Day? Ooh, cold. No, thank you. Anyway, that was actually given to me by John. So, that's okay. And we've got a different version to close the show with, but that happens later, so we won't worry about that. And we've got an hour and a half show today, so
wow. Well,
I just figured there's just so much music I haven't been able to get to that I wanted to get to some of it, and I didn't. Yeah. The only thing I added to the library for today was requests. Everything else is already in there from before, so I'm playing catch up, so, or mustard, I don't know, but anyway. I worked until 7 o'clock this morning, so I'm still kind of rum dummy. But that's okay because nothing different. I don't act any different when I do that, so we're all right. Okay, I've got something I want to play. Again, this was sent to me by John, and it's by Richard, and it's a good song to start show off with, to start the year off with, a prayer for the new year. I mean, it's 2020, people. This is a new decade and everything. So mess up those checks for a while. Mess up whatever you're signing and having to date, because it's going to happen. But this is called The Millennium Prayer by Cliff Richard. And you'll recognize the tune. You'll recognize the prayer. But Cliff Richard is putting them together. So here we go.
Let's go.
Yeah, the Millennium Prayer by Cliff Richard. And I think that's very, very appropriate for New Year's Day. You know, so I was kind of happy when I saw that he sent me that to play. That was a good thing. And
good one.
I really appreciate it. This year is, I've always disliked New Year's, extremely disliked New Year's, because it always seemed sad to me that another year was gone. It would never be here. We would never write that year in our date again. It was totally gone, never to be seen. All that happened during that year was past. It would never happen again. And that always made me sad until, like, this year, I had pointed out to me that, especially this year, it's a celebration of a new start, a new beginning. It's not celebrating what is passing. It's celebrating the new start. And
yep.
When you look at it that way, it's a joyful thing, because it's a chance to make everything new. It's a
new chapter, isn't it, Jenny, in our life?
Exactly. The way to do things the way you want them to be done, not the way you did them. And for new things to be happening, for exciting changes in your life. If you want to make them, now is a really good time to make them. And just when you think of it that way, it's a joyous happenstance. And this is the first day of that. And that just brings to mind the saying that everybody says, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And what better day to say that about than the first day of a new year, of a new decade, and go forward from there. Make it what you want it, people. Make it what you want it. And I just want to say, right now, the person here responding to me is Anne from over in the UK. She actually got to make it on this show.
Yes.
My gosh. I thought I was going to be alone forever. This last couple of shows. Well, the last couple of shows was not conducive with having company. And I thought, well, okay, I can do that. But
I wouldn't leave you on your own, Jenny.
And I have Susan, if Susan's still here. Are you here, Susan? Suze? Well, I've got Susan's number saying here. Maybe she's there and I just can't hear her, because that was going around the last show as well. Is that she was there, but I couldn't hear her. And it was a tough one. I don't know what was going on with the last show, but we've got it now. It's functioning. We're going good. And I've got a song from Chicago right now.
Yeah.
And it's called Beginnings.
Oh, right words to say. When I kiss you, I feel a thousand different feelings of chills all over my body. And while I feel them, I quickly try to decide which one I should try to put into words. Oh no, try to put into words. Oh, 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 oh.
You gotta love it, right? I love it. Chicago and their horns and their harmonies, and it's just something you just enjoy and groove to. I hope you had somebody in mind when you were listening to that song. somebody that you have a relationship with, a friend or a special other, whoever it is, that you want today to be the beginning, just the beginning of what you're going to have together. And that's just a wonderful thought. You know, when you have somebody special in your mind, that's just a wonderful thought. And it's, hey, Susan got back. Susan, are you here now?
Hey.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what happened last time, but hey, you got back, and that's the important part. So that's cool. I answered, and nobody was there.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, and I still don't really hear her. Susan?
Oh, no.
Susan? Susan, I'm talking to you. Oh, well.
Come in.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. Okay. And Carolyn Smith is with us, if I recognize this number.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Hey.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
I'm getting
happy.
And I believe this number says that Shauna is with us.
Oh.
Shauna? Hey, honey. Hello?
Hello?
Well, I think it's her phone number, but maybe she's just not able to speak right now because she's under the weather. And under the blanket and under the sheets and under poor girl. I'm like, man, she's just been under it, and that's not too cool. And you had something you wanted to say, Anne?
Oh, yes, please. I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year, the callers, you, Jenny, Shauna, all my friends, and Elvis. A happy new year to you all.
There you go. Excellent, excellent. And
thank you
so much. And that's, you know, hey,
you're
this
welcome.
Is the day to do that kind of thing. This is the day to say have a wonderful year. Hey, guess who just popped back in? Susan's here again. Let's answer her.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Come on. We want to say hi to you before you disappear again.
You run off.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh,
yes,
brilliant.
Yes.
I was saying happy new year to you all.
Awesome.
Happy
thank
new
you,
year,
sweetheart.
Happy new year.
Love
thank to Shauna
you.
And hope she gets well soon.
Yeah. Poor Shauna. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
It's just awful. It's just awful.
Yes.
You know, I've got something. Okay, my roller wasn't working on my studio. It kind of threw me for a loop for a second. But, hey, I've got something special that I found that's really cool. It's just totally cool. This is
right.
Elvis. Now, girls, this is Steamroller Blues, but it's the first time he performed it in public in 1972, and it's a bluesy version, and I love it. It's fantastic. I like it almost better than the one that we hear all the time. This is totally awesome. So sit back and enjoy. You're not going to need a shower. Well, I can't see that. You might, but this is great. This is great.
I'm not.
Oh my. I do love that bluesy version. That's awesome. And keep in mind, this was the first time that he had performed this in public in 1972. So it is going to be different than how he did it later. I do love this version. I
prefer the other way, Jenny. I've got to tell you.
This one's too slow.
It's too slow.
That's all right.
I prefer the other one too. Yeah.
That's kind of what I
like
about it.
You can dance to the other one.
Well, this one you can dance to it too, honey. You just got to do it different.
Much slower.
Yeah. This version you put on the high heels and skimpy undies and you better put a bra on too, because that's going to be a little much if you don't. And you just have to do a different kind of a dance to this one, you see? Mm-hmm. But it is so suited to this sexy, hunky dance. So don't discount it, girls. Don't discount
Oh,
my goodness sakes. Yeah. This can take you places.
Take
my word for it. It can take you places you do want to go. So it's just who you're going with.
Yeah. That's places you've never been before.
Well, no, I can't say that, but it's a question of who you want to go with. You know, you can travel with. Never mind. Okay, I got to play another song. I'm really going to be in trouble.
Change
I got to play another song. Yeah, really. We gotta mitigate this right now. I'm going to do a request. Brandon sent me a couple of requests, and so we're going to do them. And I do have a request for just a little bit later that Rebecca sent me like 3 weeks ago before I started the Christmas music.
I'm going to
play that today too. So this one is from Brandon, and it sticks. And it's from 1990, so it is pretty rocky. But it's a cool song. So I'm going to play it, and it's called Love is the Ritual. So let's go with it.
Love is the ritual.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That had to get you moving. That had to get your blood, well, maybe not boiling, but, you know. It was already hot, so it just kind of kept going.
It's boiling.
Hey, Jenny, can I say something?
Yes, honey, sure.
Wanted to tell Ann Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year.
And thank you so much for helping me get through Christmas.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. Anytime. You know where
and,
I am.
This morning when I was talking to you about our tradition here in the southern part of the state with eating hog jowl, that's the same thing as bacon. But it just looks different.
Oh. Now I know.
We needed to clarify that because I'm sure a lot of us didn't know that.
New Year's Eve, usually, or New Year's Day, usually you cook collard greens, black eyed peas, and hog jowl, and homemade cornbread. And that's what serve on New Year's Day, and each vegetable or the bread has a symbol that comes along with it, like the collard greens is money, the peas means common sense, and the meat is for health, and the bread stands for you will have a meal.
Oh, my.
Awesome.
The way I understand it. But I've been eating that type of meal ever since back when I was 5 and 6 years old where I could remember it. That's what my mother would cook on year's day.
So you have your traditions, and that's awesome. I mean, with our family, it was always either ham or turkey, just like Christmas or Thanksgiving. Sometimes we would have a goose on Christmas. I think a couple of times we did that. And just the big meal with, of course, the pumpkin pie and the lemon pie and apple pie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a special big meal, but not really any different than Thanksgiving or Christmas. So we didn't have any symbolism except bounty. Belly up to the table and be thankful for the bounty that we've been granted. In a family with 7 kids, that was something important.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was important.
There were 7 in my family. I have other siblings and then my mother and father.
Yes.
And then sometimes we'd go to my grandmother's house, and all of her kids would show up, and she had 12 children.
Oh, my.
And
then
all the grandkids together, there was a table in 3 different rooms for us all to be able to sit
down. I remember those days. Yes, I remember those days. We used to go to one of my aunts in Moscow, Idaho. And I remember one Thanksgiving in particular in Deer, Idaho, the first time in many years that all of us had been together. And way back then, I was only 16 at that point. Way back then, there were 45 people there. That was before everybody got married and all the kids were coming. So my mind just bogs down to think how many people there might be today. Mm-hmm. The unreal. And I know that we used to go to my other grandma's house, my mom's mom. And even when not everybody would show up, because some of them lived in Seattle, some in Utah, and just couldn't make the trip, even at that point, we would have 45 or 46 people there. So I've got a very large family, and I don't think we could indoors without renting a concert hall. I don't think we could have a space big enough to get my whole family inside together at the same time. That'd probably be over 100 people at this point.
Wow,
but isn't that awesome? I would love that. That would be so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Not to happen,
lovely,
but I would love it. We're just too spread apart right now. So that's
all my family has passed away on my mother's side except 3 uncles. And two of them live in Nevada. And I haven't seen them in years.
And somebody, excuse me, honey. Excuse me. Somebody has radio or a TV on. Could you kind of thank you very much. Well, now it's back.
It's not me. I got mine muted.
Okay. Whatever's running, let's please, if we can get that turned off, that would be great. Tell you what, kids, it's time. Oh, okay. Here we go. Hello. You came back. I noticed that the call dropped. I had some trouble with people being here where I can see them, but can't hear them. So I can hear you now. So
you can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay,
yes.
Like the song. Okay.
Yeah,
how are you?
Doing pretty well, actually. New job, new schedule, new year.
New year, brand new year. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're just going to try and go with it and get rolling and get some new stuff and get some good stuff and just be thankful for what we have.
Exactly. That is so true.
Exactly.
Well, good to hear you're doing well. It's been a while since I spoke with you, but I wanted to say Happy New Year to you and all that's aboard with you, and I hope you all have a great one.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, honey. And it's good to hear your voice again, too. So anybody that doesn't know, this is Sue Carlson calling in to say hi. And I'm thankful she did, because I haven't heard from her in quite a while. We used to talk. I'm glad you called in, honey. I'm glad you're here. That's cool.
Well, thank you.
That's really cool. I'm going to do another song now. I'm trying to find Rebecca's request. It's kind of a sad one, but you know what? It is such a good song. It's an Eric Clapton song. And I'm trying to find it, and it's just not popping up and saying, here I am. And that's
irritating. If I can say something else, and then I'm going to hang up because I can barely hear you on my phone.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to tell Tana that I'm praying for her to get well. Because
yes.
Miss her on Facebook, and Happy New Year, the Happy New Year to Elvis, our guy, and maybe this will
wonderful.
Be the year.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
And I'm enjoying your show, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Carolyn, take care.
Yeah, and it's. I'm glad you called in, honey. I really am.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up so I can hear you on my laptop because my phone is doing an echo.
Okay.
I can barely hear you.
Okay, that's fine.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, and I'm glad you called. We'll hear from you later, I hope. So, all right. Thanks. We're gonna get.
Bye,
honey. We're gonna get into another song now, and guys, you know what? I'm still in the Christmas spirit, so we're going to go with Alabama and Christmas in Dixie.
There's snow on the ground, and out in California, the sunshine's falling down. Maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in light. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight.
Christmas.
God bless y'all.
We love you.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
tonight. All right. I know it was another Christmas song, but I can't seem to leave Christmas behind. And that's all right. We don't want to leave Christmas behind because that spirit needs to follow us all year round. Another fun one until I can find the song I'm looking for, which I haven't found yet. It's Manfred Mann. And Manfred Mann is doing doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy doo. And that's quite a title, but here we go.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do what did it, dum, did it, do.
Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do what did it, dum, did it, do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do what did it, dum, did it, do.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Do what did it, dum, did it, do.
We walk on, to my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door. Then we kiss a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Oh, I knew we
nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I mean, well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hurt. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime.
All right, do-ah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Try and say that with meaning. I dare ya. But anyway, we got this rolling, and I think what's going on is that sound is coming from the phone. And there's really not one thing that you can do about it. So it's not like radio or TV. Yeah, it's not a van or anything like that. I think it has something to do with your connection. So it is what it is, you know. That I'm not going to cut you off, so don't worry about that part. And now it's gone. So whatever you just did worked. I hope you didn't hang up. Maybe you're going to try and reconnect.
I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me? I'm here. I'm sorry.
I can't.
Sorry. I got sidetracked there for a second.
No, honey, that's okay. I can hear you. I'm talking about Anne's connection.
Oh, okay.
So that's okay. I think she might have hung up to call back to try and do away with that song, because I really do think it was coming from the connection that she had. Which, you know, she's all the way in the UK, so I'm glad that she could get it all.
Well, you're very clear right now, but when the song was playing, the last song, it wasn't clear at all.
Jenny?
Really?
Annie's still there.
Okay.
Yeah, she's still there. And he said it could be your mic.
No, because when I mute, and the sound goes away, and it's gone right now. The sound is gone right now. So I know it's not my mic. It's not any of you other ladies, but it's gone right now. So whatever Anne did, it's fixed it. So we're good with that. That's okay. We've got that.
Okay.
So we've got everybody here that we want to be here, and if somebody else calls in, we'll have them too. If they don't, we won't. But I did find that song that Rebecca requested by Eric Clapton. And this song, he wrote this song after his 4-year-old son had fallen out of his apartment window.
Something.
Yeah, it was something faulty with the bars on the window or something, but maybe he fell through them, between them. Nobody's really certain, but yeah, he fell out. It was an upper story. I want to say 4 stories, but I know the child was 4 years old, so I'm not sure that it was a 4th story. But he wrote this song after that happenstance. So it comes from a father's broken heart. And it's called Tears in Heaven. So here you go, Becca.
Thank you.
Especially when you think about where it came from, you know, that he wrote that from his heart, from his sense of loss of his son. And it always makes me sad to hear that when I think about that. And Anne is back, and it sounds like the noise is gone. So the connection has cleared up. That's fantastic. I am so glad.
Right.
Because that was, what is that? What is that? So
I felt terrible over
that. Well, don't feel terrible. Just know when we kind of let you know that there was something up with you, but it didn't sound like anything. So that's why I finally figured it had to be the connection. It had to be the connection. Mm. But now that you disconnected and then came back, it's gone. It's gone. So that works fantastic. And poor Susan just keeps bopping in and out and in and
I'm
out.
Back.
She must have a new bungee cord. It does relax a little bit after the time. And
yay, Susan. Go for it.
Why not?
Okay. You know what, girls? I have a song that I've been wanting to play for like 3 weeks, well, 2 weeks now. And I never been able to get through the whole thing. So we're going to play the whole thing. It's only a little 3 minutes. And if you need to laugh, go ahead and laugh. Because even the title makes me want to laugh. It's a little off color, but hey, that's okay. They know me. Nobody owns up who has done it. They do not put the artist's name with the title. So that gives you a clue. The title of the song is, drum roll please, Who Put the Pecker on the Snowman?
Who put the pecker on the snowman and shiny balls from our Christmas tree? Our old black pole that said, home sweet home, now resembles a ding-a-ling. Hung mistletoe where pubic hair would grow, and I brought a hold of those double D's. Who put the pecker on the snowman, hanging proud for the neighbors to see? It was snowing hard in Nashville, worst winter we had ever seen. Icy roads, least a foot of snow, there's a snowman near the end of the street. Someone got bored, snuck onto our front porch, stole the flagpole off the beam. And the snowman stood, pecker made of wood, home sweet home blowing in the breeze. Who put the pecker on the snowman and shiny balls from our Christmas tree? Our old flagpole that said home sweet home now resembles a ding-a-ling. Hung mistletoe where pubic hair would grow, and I brought a hold those double D's. Who put the pecker on the snowman and embarrassed the family? It was time to find the culprit of the crime, figure out who could be so cruel. What twisted soul could use our flagpole to give a snowman a 3-foot-2? She apologized for her perverted crime, pleaded guilty, she knew it was wrong. She said, you must agree, he was not complete till I added that 3-foot shalom. Who put the pecker on the snowman and shiny balls hanging to his knee? Our old flagpole that said, home sweet home, just dangled in the breeze. Our dad's ego took a heavy blow, cause his tool could not compete. Who put the pecker on the snowman, hanging proud for the neighbors to see? Mama put the pecker on the snowman and shiny balls from our Christmas tree. And our old flag pole that said home sweet home now resembles a ding-a-ling. She hung mistletoe where pubic hair would grow, and I brought all those double D's. I said, Mama put the pecker on the snowman, hanging proud for the neighbors to see. I said, Mama put the pecker on the snowman, it's hanging proud for the neighbors to see.
All right. You had to love that one. Oh, my gosh. That was worth a wait.
I wonder what she used for the... I wonder what she used for the private part.
I wouldn't like to think.
Yeah.
A carrot? Maybe a carrot?
It was wood. No, it was wood. He probably had carrot for his nose. He said it was wood and the shiny balls off the Christmas tree.
I'll have to remember that.
So hilarious. Oh, man. I love it. It's so good. And poor Susan is still bopping back and forth like a yo-yo.
I'm still here.
At least, hey, you keep trying.
I'm here.
You just go for it because we're going to hang in with you. And so the pepper on the snowman.
I love a sense of humor.
That's funny. That's a cute one. I dressed one up one time like a hula girl and had a grass skirt on her. Boy, she had on earrings. She was first class. I had people stopping out front and taking pictures of her.
Well, yeah. Well, see, that was the thing, though. That was first class. This is just hilarious.
Yeah, that is. That's a great one. I've never heard that before.
Do you suppose Mama was trying to give somebody a hint?
Yeah, I take it you never got to number one then.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I really don't think so. It didn't. We're going to go on to the Kinks.
Okay.
The Kinks were a 1960s group, and we're going to listen to the Kinks doing "You Really Got Me." Yeah, they needed to go into the Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny dance cartoon thing. But anyway, I always liked that song. The Kinks were a good band. you know. They really did have quite a few hits. So you might be hearing more of them. Who knows? That and the tractors. You know, got to do the tractors. Grief,
oh, yeah.
I love that. I just discovered that group. I know I put a couple of their songs last year, but it's kind of like it woke me up this year. So, yeah, I like the tractors. But anyway, I have another request now. This is Brandon's second request.
That's right.
And we're going to go ahead and go with it. And it's by 38 Special. And it's called Rough Housing. So here you go, Brandon. Got everybody going, didn't it? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a wimp.
That's on the
no
one yet.
Sure will.
Now you probably all have a headache, don't you?
How did you guess?
Well, you know, just
like an immigrant.
Yeah, or two, or four.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh! Yes, and here's another caller. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh wow, lovely.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Who is this? Oh, I recognize that voice. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You
Hi, ladies. I'm doing okay, I guess. How are you?
Well, just okay. What? Honey, this is New Year's Day. This is the first day of the rest of your life. You need to be better than okay. My gosh.
Well, I'm cooking, babysitting,
well, okay.
Visiting with my daughter, chasing the dog. So I'm doing quite a bit, though, actually.
You're only, yeah, okay, I understand just okay then. That's, yeah. And after that head-banging, headache-making music, we're gonna do something nice. It's not slow, it's not dreamy, but it's nice. And it's,
all right.
Hey, guys, it's another Christmas song. Today's the last day. I do Christmas songs, so I'm milking it. This is Elvis, so I think we're all okay. Yes, honey.
I wanted to say Happy New Year to all the ladies on here. I wish everybody health, wealth, and happiness, and much love.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. I'm sure everybody else
You're
appreciates
welcome.
That.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
I hear Ann, Susan, Sue. I don't know who else is on here.
Right now it's Ann, Susan, and Sue Carlson is here as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we've got a nice crowd. Hey, everybody, in case you don't recognize her voice, this is Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all say hi to Kathy. And,
hi,
you know,
Kathy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Over to the pond.
Gosh, Kathy,
yes.
Hi, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, poor
I know,
Susan's
right?
bouncing back and forth like crazy. She must be getting really tired. I tell you, she's back and forth six times, maybe more.
Oh, no. Wow.
Well, Happy New Year to E and everybody out there in E-land.
Yes, thank you so much.
You,
and I know that everybody listening appreciates that. It's the day for good wishes and happy thoughts. And past year is past. So today is a new beginning, a new millennium. It's the start of new things. So we just need to keep that in mind. It's the start of new things, not just the ending of old things. So think of the positive side and start everything new. And it's going to be good. It's going to be a good year. I just have that feeling. So, okay, we're going to do an Elvis song. Now, I know you guys hate that idea. I know you hate that idea. I just hate it. But we're going to do an Elvis song. And, yes, it's a Christmas song. And it's one of my favorites. I love this song. Merry Christmas, baby.
Oh.
Nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it off, baby, take it off.
I played that over and over and over. Well, I only work 3 blocks away from work now, so I don't even turn the radio on. But I used to play it for, I used to get 3 times in. I worked at the radio station. I could play it for 3 times between here and work. So I did. I just love that song. And we need some blues. We just blues.
It's just his voice. His voice makes it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I was told we needed some boogie woogie, but you know what? Blues is just as good.
That's a sexy song.
Yes, it's good.
It is.
Yeah, it's another.
It's his voice.
Time for another one of those dances. Yeah.
Someone else could sing that and wouldn't get the same effect.
It's not going to be the same musicians. It's not the same singer, right. Obviously. So, yeah, it's going to be different because every singer does it a little bit different. So even if they try for the same feel, it would still be a little bit different because a different singer would have to put their own twist onto it. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nobody's ever going to do it like that.
No.
So, you know what?
I've got the charisma.
Exactly.
They haven't got the charisma.
Exactly.
No, they wouldn't be able to pull that off.
No.
You know,
they wouldn't.
Unless it was like, you know, Domino could do that. He could probably pull it off. But you have to have that feel to it to do the dance.
Yeah.
You gotta do
you gotta be
the dance.
Sexy.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you gotta
dance. You gotta be sexy and have a sexy voice. That's what Elvis has got.
Even if you don't have the pole, you gotta do the dance. I mean, you know, well, part of the dance. Without the pole, it'd be kind of difficult to do some of it. But you know, hey, it would still be good.
Yeah.
I promise. It would still be good. Okay, time for another Elvis song because I just feel like it. So I'm going to do Surrender.
Oh, yes.
That goes with the song.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire. Burning with a strange desire. Darling, please surrender all your love so warm and tender. Let me hold you in my arms, dear, while the moon shines bright above. All the stars will tell the story.
You had to like that one. You had to. There's just no way you couldn't like that one. And Sue has bounced back across the ocean again.
Oh, so. I'm here, sweetie. I'm here.
No, not that Sue.
I'm here talking about another Sue.
Yeah, our other Sue. We still got Sue Carlson. But it's my UK Susan that's bounced back. She just, you know, the connections from the UK sometimes aren't real reliable, and it makes it very interesting. So,
very.
Well, hey, all right, I'm gonna do one more Christmas song.
Lovely. So
it's my last chance. This is Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, lovely.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing a bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime. jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling beat. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.
It's not Christmas if you don't hear Jingle Bell Rock at least once. I mean, goodness sakes. There's just some things you got to do at Christmas. And I think the snowman's pecker is becoming one of those.
Oh, that's
because that song was just
Where did you
funny.
Find that? Where did you
oh,
find
that's
that?
Good.
It was on YouTube. What other song I was actually looking for, but I looked down the list and there it was. I thought, all right, I got
it. Is it an old song?
Jenny, I've got a video.
Is it an old song?
I don't have any idea, honey, because I've never seen it before.
Not either.
No.
I'd never seen it before, but hey, it was good, so that's okay.
It was.
All right, we've gotten to the part of the show to where even though I had an hour and a half, I'm almost out of time, but that was kind of that's why I made it longer today, because this is New Year's Day, and being a special day, we have special things to say, special sentiments to pass on, and I pass those on to each one of you. Happy New Year. Wonderful new start for whatever you've got going in your life that you need a new start for. And this is the day to do that. This is the day to put the old behind you and to start fresh, to start new. And to just think of it that this year, if you start new today, this year is going to hold a myriad of wonderful things for you, and it's all going to be good. We've got to have it all be good. And even if something that's not good happens, find the good in it, because there's always going to be something good somewhere. Yeah, I'm playing Pollyanna, but you know, that's how it goes. Sometimes you just have to. Sometimes you just have to. But I want to thank each and every one of the ladies that called in. Susan, thank you for bouncing back and forth so many times.
You're welcome. I'm a bit giddy now, though.
Oh,
I bet you are.
Yeah, you're just getting a little tired, are you? Yeah. And
yeah, a bit worn out.
Thank you, Sue, for calling in and hanging
you, Jenny.
With me. It was nice to hear from you again.
You're welcome. I enjoy it. Nice to be back.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. I hope you call in more often. And thank you, Kat, for calling in to wish everyone a happy new year and being with us for a few minutes. That was special as well. And just, and of course, Carolyn Smith called in. Thank you for that. And, you know, just happy new year to each and every one of you and to everyone in the chat room. And it's just thinking of your new beginning, people, because now is the time to make it happen. Now is the time. All right, to go out of the show, I've got Elvis, courtesy of John. John sent me this one, too.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's just a different year. Of Happy New Year song by Elvis. Live performance.
Thank you, John. Happy New Year.
Oh,